السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على إحسانه، والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, let's all increase our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by carrying out all His commands and abandoning all that He has prohibited. Hopefully, with our continuous attempts and efforts to do so, we are able to become amongst those who embody noble character. If we were to ponder upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will recognize how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very generous leader. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never rejected the wishes and requests of those in need. In fact, if we look into the history of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll also find how he continued to give, whether he had a lot or little for himself. Not having much did not stop him from providing help and assistance. That's our main goal in this world, to become contributing and dedicated human beings. This corresponds with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم, which translates to, indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are of a great noble character. Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 4. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, give gifts to each other so that you will love each other. Hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari. My dear listeners, this hadith is indeed in line with our human nature and instincts. As human beings, we'll feel happy when we receive gifts from others, especially if the gift is very useful and valuable for us. Such actions will evoke a sense of appreciation for those who give. It will thus instill happiness and comfort between the recipient and the giver. This is encouraged in Islam. The love and warmth that are forged between individuals will improve our social relations. However, in our attempt to fulfill the religious call to be generous to others, we must always remember to do so with justice. In giving help or extending assistance to those in need, let's not overlook our main responsibility, which is our own family members. We must prioritize them and ensure that they are on the receiving end of our kindness and generosity before anyone else. Let's not be too eager to extend help to others when our own family members are in need. My dear brothers and sisters, being generous and contributing is not limited to giving money to those in need, but it also includes anything beneficial that can also bring individuals closer to Allah. This is also considered as charity. For example, contributing to the public good and wellness, whether through volunteering at mosques or social welfare organizations, giving words of encouragement to those who are in difficulty, or cheering up those in distress, can also be regarded as charity. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the qualities of the noble character shown by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should follow and apply in our daily lives. The act of giving and reducing the burden of others must be applied as much as possible, especially in today's unpredictable situation. Let's contribute within our own means and capabilities. My dear listeners, in today's climate, where many of our dealings and transactions are done online, It's also important for us to ensure that the help we provide for others is properly managed and responsibly managed. This would prevent us from falling victim to online scams. As of today, there are still individuals who are being targeted and have been tricked by online scammers. Thus, let's continue to contribute to registered and trusted organizations. In light of this, we'd like to share with you a trusted organization such as the Singapore Red Cross that is conducting a donation drive to support the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. Let's help our brothers and sisters who are affected through our donations. More information on the donation can be found at the Singapore Red Cross website. May our contributions give strength and a glimmer of hope to those affected to continue their lives. May Allah grant us sincerity in giving and help us nurture the spirit of dedication and commitment to positively contribute to the country, society, family, and our own selves. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.